Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In today's episode, drive sales year-round with special enrollment periods. Learn where to look for clients and what kind of plans should be in your portfolio. ASG Episode 37, Stay Busy Outside of AEP with Special Enrollment Periods, written by Chad Houck. For senior health insurance agents, the bulk of business is done in the chaotic 54-day Medicare Annual Enrollment Period, or AEP. So, what's an agent to do the other 311 days of the year? We'll give you a hint. The answer is not take a long nap. Taking full advantage of your client's special enrollment periods, also known as SEPs, must be your top priority to make the most of the Medicare lock-in period. SEPs offer beneficiaries who experience a qualifying life event a certain amount of time to make changes to their coverage outside of AEP. Under certain circumstances, your clients can get SEPs that allow them to enroll or disenroll in Medicare Advantage or MA plans and Part D policies. This means you could be outselling and making money right now. Which clients qualify for these select windows of opportunity? We'll take a look at the most common triggers as well as get an idea of the various types of SEPs you'll come across in a given year. Where to look first? Whether you're an SEP novice or expert, one of the best places to look for SEP business is the dual eligible market. Who's dual eligible? Low-income individuals who qualify for both Medicaid and Medicare acquire this status. They have a continuous SEP, allowing them to change their dual eligible special needs plans, also known as DSNPs, on a month-to-month basis. Your client won't switch their plan every month, but if they do leave one plan for another, you want to be the agent who helps them. Savvy agents are contracted with at least three DSNPs and take part in local training to best target this market at any time during the year. And speaking of that, time is of the essence. Now you know clients in DSNPs can change plans every month, including this month. That makes two potential business avenues you can explore, but what other SEPs might your clients be in the middle of right now? One of the most common involves your clients who joined an MA plan during their initial coverage enrollment period around their 65th birthday. Those clients have a 12-month SEP to disenroll and return to original Medicare if they desire. Should they go that route, you can offer them a Medicare supplement or MedSup and a prescription drug plan to go with their basic benefits. On the other side of town, maybe you have a client who just moved out of their plan's service area. They have a 2-month SEP to enroll in a new plan offered in their new area of residence. This SEP begins either the date of their permanent move or the date they notify their plan of the move, whichever is later. Lastly, your clients might be in either a Part D SEP or another unique SEP. Since there are several ways your clients could qualify for one of these, we'll address each one separately. We'll start with Part D special enrollment periods. Part D SEPs are particularly interesting because they have several possible triggers. For example, you may have a client whose creditable prescription drug coverage through their employer health plan ends. If it does, your client has a 2-month SEP to enroll in a Part D plan, starting the day they lose coverage. Additionally, you might have a client who becomes eligible for the Part D low-income subsidy, also referred to as LIS or Extra Help. If so, they have an ongoing SEP to change MAPD or Part D plans on a monthly basis as long as they qualify for the Extra Help. However, if your client loses their Extra Help, they have a 2-month SEP to change MAPD or Part D plans starting the month they receive notice of the subsidy loss. We've got an article on the Agent Survival Guide that covers more possible triggers for Part D SEPs. We'll have the link to that in our show notes. And no, we didn't forget about those unique SEPs. Many SEPs your clients could qualify for right now depend on specific circumstances within Medicare rules. These type of SEPs are possible anytime throughout the year and are at the discretion of Medicare or your clients. If Medicare terminates its contract with your client's MA or Part D plan because of misconduct or other reasons, the plan must give your client 30 days' notice before the termination date. Your client will also receive an SEP, which will begin 1 month before the termination happens and last for 2 months afterward to switch to another plan. In this situation, your client can choose to have their new MA or drug plan coverage begin up to 3 months after the month the previous plan ended. Moreover, if your client is living in an area with a 5-star MA or Part D plan and they're otherwise eligible to enroll in it, they have an SEP from December 8th through November 30th to join that plan. Your clients can use this opportunity to enroll in a 5-star plan only once during the special enrollment period. Medicare releases plan performance ratings each fall, and the ratings apply for the following calendar year. Post-AEP SEPs exist too. If your client is in an MA or Part D plan that's terminating on December 31st, they have an SEP to enroll in a different MA or Part D plan or return to original Medicare. This SEP lasts from December 8th of the current year through the end of February of the next year. Note that this SEP gives your client another chance to enroll in an MA or Part D plan in addition to the AEP from October 15th through December 7th, when they can switch, enroll in, or disenroll from MA and Part D plans. Any plan changes made before December 31st are effective January 1st, and those made after December 31st have an effective date of February 1st. On another note, your client has an SEP to enroll in a Part D plan if they want to disenroll or have disenrolled from an MA plan during the Medicare Advantage disenrollment period, or MADP, which runs from January 1st to February 14th. This SEP ends at the close of the MADP or when the new Part D plan becomes effective, whichever is sooner. Even though AEP is likely your busiest season, there's a lot more to the senior insurance market than those fall days. SEPs offer an abundance of opportunity for agents who are inclined to stretch a little out of their comfort zone. If you're willing to take the dive, start by reviewing your book of business to see which of your clients may qualify for special needs plans or who has circumstances that may let them enroll in a new plan outside of AEP. And one last piece of advice. In addition to contracting with at least 3 D-SNPs, make sure you're contracted with at least 3 of the most competitive MedSup plans in your region. MedSups don't have an enrollment period, meaning that qualifying clients can enroll at any time of the year. MedSup and Medicare Advantage plans are the big ticket items in the senior healthcare market. Make sure that you are ready to sell both. If you'd like more information on selling outside of AEP, visit our show notes for the link to contact a member of Ritter's sales team. You'll also find links to related articles and podcast episodes, as well as the links to our social pages. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Agent Survival Guide. If you like what you heard here today, chances are that someone else will too. We'd love if you took a moment to share this episode, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. Feel free to tag us too, Ritter Insurance Marketing on Facebook and LinkedIn, and at RitterIM on Twitter. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support, and we'll see you next episode.